Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. On the heels of a disappointing jobs report and new jobs for June and July revised downward as well, President Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, accusing Commissioner Erica McIntyre of faking statistics to support Democrats.
I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election, and there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Right.
And you know what? I did the right thing.
And concern over President Trump's tariffs, his executive order targeting 66 countries starting August 7th. Stocks tanked today on the jobs and tariff news, the Dow falling 542 points. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee spent 5 hours in Gaza today. They visited a food distribution site. A manhunt in Montana after four men were shot dead today in a Deer Lodge County, Montana bar. Motive unknown. Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate Ghislaine Maxwell transferred without explanation to a lower security prison camp in Texas. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality advisory is in effect until noon on Saturday for all of Wisconsin. Federal prosecutors continue to move forward in their legal efforts against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
Multiple political events took place in western Wisconsin Thursday. The first was in La Crosse, where politicians and government employees spoke out against the federal omnibus bill known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, claiming it cuts funding for social programs, health care, and employment services. The second was in Prairie du Chien, where Congressman Mark Pocan held his fifth town hall event in the state's 3rd congressional district, which is represented by Derek Van Orden. Pocan also spoke out against the federal bill at that event. City government committees are all done for the month in La Crosse. The next committee meeting is Friday to review a gas station design. Then the bulk of regular committee meetings resume next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. Today will be hazy until the smoke clears out later this evening with highs in the 70s. Sunny skies carry through the weekend with highs in most places in western Wisconsin topping out around 80 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Our next chance of rain showers will be early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio. You know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 76.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise, vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for Act 2 of tonight's episode of Nightlight. Hope you all were able to use the restroom or get some more candy, popcorn.
Popcorn, condiments, candy, yeah. Pizza.
Let's get set for hour number two here. We got a lot of fun still headed our way. Terry Barr will be here, our Wisconsin music aficionado, and she's got two great bands we're going to discuss tonight at her during her appearance at 7:35. Terry is batting 1,000. I'm sure there's one song in a year and a half I haven't liked, but I can't remember it.
I think she's batting 1,000.
And it's not even that I wouldn't have liked it. I just, it was kind of like some stuff is great, you know, and some stuff is really good. So I've probably forgotten about a really good song. Terry will be here at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. And we've got a great question tonight, folks. I started watching Dexter recently, and it's been one of those shows that I've heard a lot of good stuff about. It was a Showtime show that came out in 2006. I just never watched it. And there are a lot of shows like that that I kind of meant to watch but didn't. So that is the inspiration for tonight's question. What's a TV show you've wanted to watch but just haven't? It just got away. You got busy with life. It happens. But what is the show that got away? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. For me, it was Dexter. Conrad said Poker Face.
Yep.
So, and Poker Face is good. That was one of those two that I hadn't. And you know the other one? God, I kind of went on a roll like a week ago. I watched like 3 pilot episodes. One of them was The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the beginning and I liked it because I just had watched Department Q and it's the same creator. So I'll go back to The Queen's Gambit, but I didn't like it as much as Department Q.
That's about chess, right?
Yeah. Well, it's. Yeah, it's in the chess world. I don't know how deeply they get into chess because I only watched the first episode, which was a lot about her background. And she was an orphan and her mom was, you know, her dad was married to someone else. And it was all this drama for this this girl. But it was a good story. I'll go back to it.
I've been thinking about making a TV show about checkers. The double jump gambit.
So the king me gambit. So while you're playing checkers, they're playing chess. Hey, man, I want a piece of that action.
All right. I'll write you in with, you know, with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, well, oh, man. Have they restocked her soap, by the way? Can we get our hands on a case?
It is still sold out. You know, I had that 30-pack that I bought.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
It's gone.
I used it.
And was there a hole in the bar of soap or not? Because this uncomfortably came up last night with my brother and his kids were in town, and my kids and his kids were discussing this in front of the grandparents. And all I could think about was, do my parents know why there would be a hole? Like, you always think your parents don't know stuff, yeah. But they do.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So that's where we're at, folks. We also talked in the first hour about actor Neil McDonough. He refuses. He's a very good actor. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. Like, he's one of those guys. He's a working actor. He's all over the place, and he's really good. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. And he stuck to his guns, and he says it cost him a lot of work. So you can weigh in on that, too. He didn't I don't know how long he went without work, but, you know, eventually Graham Yost, the producer of Justified, gave him a gig, brought him onto the show Justified. He played a bad guy opposite Timothy Olyphant. And he is, I don't think he's starving, but on the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife on screen. His wife is an actress, and she's apparently very attractive, but she says, I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. It's just him. And as I mentioned in the beats, there's something so sweet about that, but so strange. So you can weigh in on that, too. Would you kiss someone else on screen? As someone who's done it, I can say it's not, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's just, there's people in the room. It's very mechanical. Or maybe that's just how I am when it comes to intimacy.
Well, like we said before, you did write it yourself.
I did write it myself. I think I'm going to need another woman to come in and join this too. Whoa. Another rewrite last minute. No, and I got lucky because Lauren Holly was the actress who I was with in the scene, and she had done that kind of stuff before. So I was just going to go into it, you know, whatever. And she kind of said, we should hang out a little before just to talk a little bit. So we did that. So by the time the scene came up, like there is kind of a method to it. And now they have intimacy coaches. And I think that's not a bad idea because I think a lot of women in particular were thrown into these roles where they were just forced to do stuff or felt pressure to do stuff. And not just, there were probably men too that were young and didn't want to say anything, but felt really strange. I'm not one of them. I enjoyed myself. Okay. No. But anyway, you can weigh in on that too, folks. Anything we're talking about, you can let us know how you feel. The phone lines are open. And Conrad, did you ever watch Sex in the City?
I think I watched like one episode maybe a long time ago because I saw the word sex in it.
Probably really let down.
I was 11.
But there was sex in it, but it was just not, you know, not the kind probably, well, I'm not going to touch that one. My wife watched it. She was a big fan. And it is finally, this whole franchise is coming to an end. There have been like six seasons, I think, five or six seasons, two movies. And now there's a reboot called And Just Like That. That's finally going away. But let us know, folks. Let's get into Act Two. We got to read some text and catch up here a little bit. Terry Barr's coming up at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night, one of our favorite segments of the week. Our question, once again, is what is the TV show that got away that you just haven't seen yet, but you've always meant to? Let's go to the text line and see what people have to say. We've got Kevin in Madison. Did Kevin leave his why did he leave his email? Oh, why don't you send him an email and see what's up? thank you, Kevin, for your email. We will, I guess send him a mailer. That's such a vague term.
I'll say hi.
Send him an autographed picture of Conrad.
I don't know if anyone would want that.
We got to have, why don't we have those just in case?
You should make like custom baseball cards for us and just put them in the back.
Yeah, I'm down. 608 says Game of Thrones. I've not heard anyone say anything bad about it, but I don't have whatever streaming service it's on. That's Monica from Mount Horeb. Monica, I think it's on HBO.
Yep.
And here's what you do. This is my advice to people who do want to watch stuff, but it's not on the service they have. Streaming services do not require a one-year contract. You can get HBO for 1 month for $15.99 and probably blow through, what is it, five seasons of Game of Thrones?
It's seven.
Is it that many?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's eight.
So even, like Monica, even if you end up getting HBO for 2 months, it costs you $32 and you get eight seasons of a show you're pretty sure you're going to like, and plus whatever else is on HBO, that's the way to do it. That's how I always mean to do it, but I do forget to cancel stuff, and I end up paying $150 for all of them. But if you're smart about it, you can just get something for a month, and there are no contracts. So, and I'm with you. Game of Thrones is something I did eventually watch, and I did like it, and I didn't think I would. I don't like medieval stuff. I don't. You ever go to one of those medieval places where they give you a seven-course meal, and you get guys call the waitresses wenches, and it's just, it's like so stupid. I have never gotten into that.
You know, there's a great scene in The Cable Guy where they go to one. It's hilarious. Where they actually fight in the middle of it.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Game of Thrones is, I liked it though. Even though I don't like medieval time stuff.
It's,
I thought Game of Thrones was good.
You know, it's definitely, I'd say you watch a couple seasons, then you have to take a little bit of a break, a little bit, just because it's really dark at sometimes.
It is. I agree. but good. And it's hard. It's one of those shows that you watch and then it's like, oh, the next one's starting right now. I'll just see what happens. Then an hour later, well, I'll just watch the beginning again and get roped in. Lisa from Middleton, she's in the 608, says, Orange is the New Black and Mad Men. Yeah, Mad Men. I've got to go back to Mad Men. I watched the first season and I liked it and I don't know why I stopped watching it.
I watched the Orange is the New Black and, you know, it kind of derails after a couple seasons, but the first two are great.
Haven't seen it. I'll have to add that to my list as well. That's Robin. No, who's in? Oh, it's Felicity Huffman, Mrs. Soprano, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. John from Madison says, "OMG, got you some Columbia, Peter." He says, "Get you some Columbia, Peter." He is amazing, and Dexter is so addictive that it makes you wonder if it's okay to like it so much. I don't get the Columbia thing, though. What is that?
Maybe that's part of Dexter. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that if it is. Great text, though, John. And I'm there. I just finished season one. I'll probably start season two tonight as soon as I get home. John also says, never watched Breaking Bad. Oh, wow. Check it out. John, if you like Dexter, I think you're going to like Breaking Bad. It's got just enough of the same kind of shock value, but it's not quite as morbid. It's just really well done. He says, going to get around to it eventually. My old lady keeps the remote in her robe pocket. I leave it alone. Don't want to lose a hand. We're learning more about John and Melissa Knightley.
Yeah, yep.
I don't want to know what's going on in that house. Sydney from Oregon says, people have really talked up Sesame Street, but I've never caught an episode. Come on, Sydney.
Who's your favorite character in Sesame Street?
He just passed away. Well, he was one of them. I posted this on Facebook the other day. I had kind of a crush on Maria, and I don't know if the guy was her husband or not. I can't remember, but he played Luis, and he just passed away. I loved Mr. Hooper, and as far as Muppets go, Bert and Ernie.
My favorite was the garbage guy, or I forget what his name
is. Oscar.
Was. Oscar, yeah.
Oscar's great.
He's so grumpy and funny.
Yeah, Grover was great. Elmo. I used to want to, and in fact, when we talked about that last night, making a setting of a TV show or movie, a question like, where would you feel the most comfortable?
Yeah.
I always thought I love Sesame Street. I wanted to live on that street when I was a kid. And kind of the same thing with Seinfeld. Like, I would love to live in the Seinfeld building next to Kramer at Seinfeld. Yeah, I think it's great. So, but that question, we'll do that next week. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison. That's the 608. Hi, Pete. I totally get the Dexter thing. Binged the entire show this year. For me, it felt almost cathartic to watch a serial killer take out a bad guy after watching the nightly news with this crazy administration. Well, don't go too far with that fantasy, Melissa. You could get in trouble. But yeah, it's a good show. Boy, I'm finding a lot of Dexter fans here tonight. This is kind of cool. John also says, kiss her, robot boy. Yeah, I think that would probably be the consensus, is most people would just say, just kiss your fellow actress. It doesn't mean you're cheating. Maybe he thinks he's a bad kisser.
Yeah.
Could be. John says, go ahead, kiss her robotically. Change his phrase there. And then, John, he's trying to specify what Columbia meant. I don't know what it is, though. Column, no. Columbia. We have established that John and Melissa like to throw a few back, I think, when they listen to the show. So I don't know what is going on over
there.
That's
good.
Let's go to the social media responses. Do we have time to get? We can.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to see Naked Gun this weekend?
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
I think I am too. I didn't know Pamela Anderson had been married 5 times.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And she's only made sex tapes with 2 of them, I think. So she's lacking. No, but talk about loving marriage. When you get married, and twice was to the same person, this guy Rick Solomon, who's a poker player. They got married twice. That always cracks me up because it's like, you know what? I think I can do better than you. Oh, turns out I can't. Will you marry me? And they get married again. And then they get divorced again. So that made me laugh. But Pamela Anderson is good.
Maybe I should step up.
You should to Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some competition. Liam Neeson's dating her now.
What? Oh, is he actually?
He is. Honestly, they have fallen in love apparently on the set of Naked Gun.
I'm going to keep away from that. I don't want to die.
You don't want to mess with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
But he is 73, so you got the youth factor. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read more of your texts as they roll in here on the socials. And then Terry Barr is here at 7:35. So great to have you with me, folks. Stick around. Give us a call. Drop us a text. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Naked Gun is getting 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is incredible for a comedy. And I was really scared. I thought it's not going to tank. I didn't think it was going to tank Liam Neeson's career because he's got enough of a body of work that a bomb isn't going to hurt him. I really thought it was going to be bad.
You know, I honestly, when I saw that trailer, I thought I was like, this is definitely getting like a 35. Or something right. like that, but 90%, and that's critic score.
That's critic score. 194 reviews.
Wow, I'm surprised.
So to be certified fresh, I think you need like 40 reviews for it to count. 194, 90% audience score, 81%. 9% less people in the audience like it than critics. That's interesting. You know, I hear that Damar Hamlin commercial too during the break. If you're Damar Hamlin. You remember he had the heart attack during the game. Maybe it wasn't a heart attack, but do you ever have a bad day after something like that? Like, he made a full recovery. He's still in the NFL, right?
Yep. He still plays for the Bills.
And he was basically, I think, brought back.
Yeah.
From being, he was like dead for 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was.
That's unbelievable. And I'm here complaining that two people are going the same speed in both lanes and blocking my way to WGBW.
Yeah, you know, it's...
We all have a cross to bear, Conrad. All right, going back to our text, our question again, once again, if you still want to get on the fun, was... I can't find it now. Here it is. What's a TV show you've wanted to watch but haven't yet? The TV show that got away. I say Dexter. Con says Poker Face. Luke Mathers, our Civic Media pal... Mr. Luke Mathers says, Succession, but I haven't gotten HBO. I mean HBO Max. I mean Max. Oh, crap, now it's HBO Max again. Anyways, I don't have one of those accounts to watch it. Same deal, Luke. Get it for a month, $16. You got 8 seasons of that and everything else. This week, tonight, John Oliver, brilliant, brilliant show. That is worth the price of Max every month. What John Oliver does... going off on a tangent here, but is incredible. Like, they'll pick something like nursing homes or big pharma or something, and he will go after it and make it funny and do 20 minutes on it. And Luke would love that. I know Luke would like that show. Luke, if you don't like Game of Thrones, or I'm sorry, Succession, and John Oliver Last Week Tonight, I will pay the $16. How does that sound, pal? Daniel Wheeler says, I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I'm on the fence if I really want to, though. Thoughts, anyone? Yeah. I don't know if you're still listening, Daniel, but we just talked about that. And I would recommend it because that's not really my genre either. But I loved it. It's just very well done. And I think you'll like it. I wasn't a zombie guy either, but I watched all of The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, the 28 Days movie. I guess I'm a zombie guy now.
I still haven't seen The Walking Dead.
Any of it?
Mm-mm.
Dude, watch the first episode. It's so great.
I'm not a zombie guy either. So that's, you know, if you like it and you're not a zombie,
I'm telling you.
I'm looking for a show to binge.
I do admit I've become a zombie guy because I apparently watch all these shows, but I still wouldn't say it's a genre I can't wait for something to come out. But when it's done right, it's really good. And The Walking Dead, I've watched just that pilot 3 or 4 times. And he wakes up and the world has gone to heck. It's really cool. Fallon on social media says The Bear. Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Fallon. I watched the first season. I just cannot get into it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I liked it. I watched the first episode of season 2 and I just haven't got back to it yet.
That's exactly what I watched the first episode of season 2. Mike Schmidt, who's a frequent guest on the show, said season 2 was the best ever. So I am going to go back to it at some point, but I think Fallon means he hasn't watched it at all. It is good. There's no reason I haven't gone back to it, Fallon. I think you'll like it. Check it out. JB Thompson, guy behind the guy, says some TV series look cool. The time commitment to get caught up is a huge time commitment. Like Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, shows like Seinfeld are great because you can stop in, watch one, and enjoy without having to know where the character arcs are, etc. Yeah, it's a time commitment, but, you know, you can watch it at your leisure.
You know, I will say I watched first 3 episodes of Seinfeld.
Yeah?
I still haven't got back to it yet.
You're talking like season 1.
Yeah.
All right. It found its groove, I would say. I would watch season 1 and 2. Well, season 1 only has like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So, and Jerry has talked about that in interviews. He said that's the smallest order you can make for a TV show. So they didn't have much faith in it. Season 2 has some classic episodes. But I would say by season 3, it was home run after home run. You got to stick with it. Trust me. Barry McClure on social media says, Mad Men. So I would say Mad Men, Dexter, and Game of Thrones are our big ones tonight. It's funny. It's like collective consciousness, you know? So anyway, nobody's really weighing in. Only one person has weighed in on The Kiss. I thought we have more. So are you going to check out this show, the new MCU show, Eyes of Wakanda?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was out, and it's out on Disney Plus.
It's out on Disney Plus.
It's out on Disney Plus. It's out on Disney Plus. It's out on Disney Plus.
I don't know how many times you're going to ask me that, but yeah, it is. Yeah. If you were doing that on your own, that would have been brilliant. what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we got that. And yeah, sorry. We're all caught up, dude. I think this is great. Do we have time to play the Aunt Edna clip?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's play. Cutting it close? Maybe
close.
You can take us to the news?
Yeah.
All right. All right, go for it. Aunt Edna, vacation.
Aunt Edna! Helper's getting called.
Is that your Aunt Edna?
Aunt Edna, after all these years, you're looking so good.
Oh, hi, Edna. Nice to see you again.
You remember Clark, don't you? You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick. Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you enjoyed fruitcake.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
Clark.
I thought so. Whew. Well, am I going to eat or am I going to starve to death? Catherine, did you tell Clark and Ellen the good news?
No, I was just about to. Catherine, what's the good news?
You're driving me to Phoenix!
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. On the heels of a disappointing jobs report and new jobs for June and July revised downward as well, President Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, accusing Commissioner Erica McIntyre of faking statistics to support Democrats.
I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election, and there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Right.
And you know what? I did the right thing.
And concern over President Trump's tariffs, his executive order targeting 66 countries starting August 7th. Stocks tanked today on the jobs and tariff news, the Dow falling 542 points. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee spent 5 hours in Gaza today. They visited a food distribution site. A manhunt in Montana after four men were shot dead today in a Deer Lodge County, Montana bar. Motive unknown. Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate Ghislaine Maxwell transferred without explanation to a lower security prison camp in Texas. This is ABC News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys, that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio, you know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the ninth DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Matinere.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Hey!
time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Bar Band Friday Night, one of our favorite segments of the week here at Nightlight. It is my pleasure to welcome our music aficionado who always brings us great tunes and great conversation. She is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And she is a contributor to New Wisco Weekend and all things civic media. Did I cover everything, Terry? Terry Barr, folks.
Some days I wonder, you know, if I don't make a list. I don't know if you're like this, Pete, but if I don't have a list, I seriously don't know what I'm doing.
You just, it's so weird. You have to do that to be organized. I'm not particularly an organized person, but I've become more so since I've done the show because I can't survive not being that way, or I will forget something, right?
Absolutely. And I put a calendar on my phone so I get those notifications.
Yeah.
I still do a paper calendar, a paper list, and I'm still forgetting something almost every single day, and it drives me bananas.
I do all that you just said, and I tie strings to my fingers, and I write notes on my hand. So I'm with you, sister.
Thank you, my dear.
How are you?
I am good. I don't know what it is, but this week in particular, I'm happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
One of the bands that I'm going to introduce you to tonight, I am thrilled to have met them and talked with them last weekend, but I think I realized hitting Friday, that's part of why I'm tired this week, and I try not to be tired.
Yeah.
We had Atwood Fest, the big festival that shuts down some of the east side streets in Madison last weekend, but it was also close to 100 degrees.
That is nuts.
So it was hot, but everybody still showed up, and it was so much fun. But I think that's why I'm tired today.
That'll take it out of you. A long music festival in the sun. I mean, I was in Madison all last week, and it was my intention to stay and grab some sound bites, but then the forecast looked like rain. So I just went out to breakfast with a friend, and then I'm like, well, it's sunny, but I was so tired from the week, I just didn't do it. And I knew if I did decide to go, I can't just go for an hour because I'm either going to not find parking for an hour, or there'll be a great band or something was going to keep me there till 7 o'clock at night, you know. So,
and this festival has that because there's three stages and everybody's kind of moving and grooving between the stages. It is just so great.
I want to do something from there next year. I would love to broadcast or find a way to do something from Atwood Fest. I just heard
we'll help you make it happen.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys can be my guides because between you and Rocker, I know you've got everything covered there because you're so much a part of it.
I have to really give it up to my Maximum Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. He's the one that books these bands, puts the lineup together. And this is one of the best years ever. Wow. And you can find video just about everywhere. Just, you know, search for Atwood Fest on any social media. You'll find videos. You'll find lineups. You'll find music. It's so much fun.
That is amazing.
But this band, I think I have a crush.
All right. So what... What is, okay, which band are we starting with? Because I like them both, but I like one of them that has a song that's basically our slogan here every night. So that's fun, too.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but you pick.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, well, you tell me, which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with Bascom Hill, because their song is Light It Up, and it's a fantastic song. I love the acoustic guitar, but tell us about Bascom Hill, and then we'll play the song.
You might need to borrow this song.
Yeah, maybe.
And use it with your show when you can. They are from Wisconsin.
Love
They're
it.
From the Kenosha area.
Okay.
And why I wanted to highlight them, I don't know. You know, I feel like sometimes these bands that have been around forever in Wisconsin, sometimes they don't get enough love. Mm. They have been together as a trio out of Kenosha since 2007.
No kidding.
Two of the guys of the three, two of the guys prior to that have been writing songs together for years and years.
That's so cool.
They've got roots. Why I also wanted to bring them up, they are playing Mile of Music in Appleton this weekend.
Fantastic.
And as we know, Mile of Music is a huge thing in Appleton. Hundreds of bands now, dozens of venues, and Bascom Hill had a show today, but then they have a show tomorrow that you can catch at Rookies in Appleton. It's right on the main drag, College Avenue, and they're playing at 7:30. So they've got one of the main shows on a Saturday night to it. Enjoy. Why not go?
Yeah.
It's all free. You walk around to all these venues and you just find whatever kind of music you love.
And there's so much of it. It's so great. I love the way they describe this song. And maybe you guys can think about this while you're listening to it, but this song is a loud, proud celebration of late nights, neon lights, and living in the moment. From the opening line to the last chord, Light It Up brings the kind of reckless joy you feel with cold beers, close friends, and a night you won't forget, even if it leaves a few scars. That's so great. This is great. Should we start? Should we play Light It Up?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's light it up.
I love that you read that before the song.
Yeah. All right. Give it a listen, folks. This is Bascom Hill by way of Terry Barr. Man, they're fun. That's a great song.
You should, first of all, yes, get together with them, have them rock that song for you, yeah, but then also have them on your show.
I would love that. Next time we're, well, they're out of Kenosha, but yeah, if we'd known they were at Mile of Music, let's track them, Con, and see if we can line up the next time they're in the area. That's such a, they have kind of a Hootie and the Blowfish type of feel to them, it seems like. I don't know.
And they do electric, too. This do was they? A okay. live acoustic special show, but between the three of them, they play every instrument you can think of.
Wow.
This song I just thought was so special because it's a recent live recording of them, and they're just so fresh.
Yeah, it's a great sound. I love it. That's fantastic. All right, so tell us about, Terry, the other band you brought, Parker Barrow.
Yeah, this is the one I have a crush on, actually.
The whole band?
Well, the female singer.
Little girl crush?
Yeah. She's incredible. Her voice
yeah.
is so big. And she's the nicest person.
Really?
They played Atwood Fest last weekend.
Oh, wow.
And when you hear them and you're thinking, oh, I missed them at Atwood Fest. Well, never fear. Even though they are based in Birmingham, Alabama, and they do also call Nashville home, they tour constantly. They just got back from the UK before coming to Madison, and they've got a couple of Wisconsin shows.
Yeah.
And you can find all their information on their website. So I would suggest that. And what a great way to end, oh, I don't even want to say this, to end the summer by seeing a show of theirs before yeah. summer's gone.
No
yeah.
kidding. I think they have August 7th, I believe, in Stevens Point. And then I think it was the 9th in Heartland, Wisconsin. And then in between yes. there, Terry, they go down to Geneva, Illinois or Bartlett, and then they come back and play more. So they're obviously all over the place, hardworking band, and their music, yeah. the little bit of research I did, I like this. It says music described as blues-infused southern rock and roll. Does that sound right? Would you agree with that?
It's perfect. And okay. here's a funny little fact that I learned while talking to them. Parker Barrow. And you think, what kind of name is that for a band?
Yeah.
They stole the last names, or borrowed, I guess, the last names of Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Yeah. Ah. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. So they'll be in Stevens Point August 7th, Heartland, Wisconsin, yeah. August 9th. And then do they play around Madison? I know they just were at Atwood Fest, but do they have any Madison dates coming up?
They have a Delafield show that I think ends their summer run. Delafield is right outside of Milwaukee.
Okay.
So, and I think all of these are outdoor shows. And honestly, after seeing them at Atwood Fest, that is the best way to see them.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, we're going to do a very quick break, and we're going to come back with Terry Barr, my co-host for Barbie on Friday Night, and Parker Barrow. We're going to hear their song Make It. That's coming up after this very short break on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. So bright. Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Cause now we're partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake the glitter of your clothes now. That's what you get for waking up.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state.
I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, joined by Terry Barr. Terry, do you recognize that song or that artist?
Was that Cat in the Hurricane?
No, that was Kaylin Cole and her new single. Totally not acoustic, though, and produced and all ready to go. She said, isn't that great? She said it's doing really well, too. So that's exciting.
She deserves it. That girl has worked so hard.
Yeah, she's great. Terry Barr is here on Monday, folks. Alan Kapischke will be here. He is the producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival. He's also an actor. He'll be here in studio. And I'll be joined by bookstore owner in Appleton, Kaylin Bavink, will be here over the stream. That's Monday night on Nightlight. We've got one more text to bang out here, then we will get back to Terry and Parker Barrow. Bridget from the 818 says, I want to watch Shameless. A few people who I respect, their opinion, have loved Shameless. Seems very USA right now. I don't know what to make of that.
Yes.
I have seen the show. It is very funny. Have you seen it, Terry?
I have watched the entire thing.
Really?
One of the barflies, Mike McGill, is a friend of mine from college.
Oh, nice. It's a funny show. It's very
it is
gutsy, and it's great.
It feels very real right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you, Bridget. Great text. All right. So we were talking about Parker Barrow, named after Bonnie and Clyde, which is so cool.
Yes.
Let's do the song, and then we'll come back and discuss before we let Terry go. This is Make It from Parker Barrow.
I'm not afraid.
is great. I can see how they totally rocked Atwood Fest.
Oh,
they must be great live.
It was 99 degrees and they came out full steam and did not stop. I was impressed by all of it, especially knowing the temperature, but you couldn't tell that the weather bothered them at all.
Yeah. Ooh. That's so cool. They've been compared to the Black Crowes. I totally hear that. Yeah.
Yes.
Great stuff. Terry, thank you so
funny
much.
Thing,
oh, yeah.
Pete,
go ahead.
Do I have a minute to tell you
absolutely.
This really quick?
Sure.
So as we're walking up to Atwood Fest, their bus is there. They do travel in a big bus, which is awesome. You know, that's when you know you're getting to be a bigger band. Obviously.
Almost famous. Yeah.
Sitting in the driver's seat, Megan and Dylan, lead singer and drummer, they're married. It's their dog sitting in the driver's seat. The cutest thing I think I've ever seen. And I liked them then, and I like them even more since.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. Well, we'll
know,
have to.
So fun.
All right. So Parker Barrow, they're playing in Stevens Point on the 7th of August, in Heartland, Wisconsin on the 9th. If you want to hear Bascom Hill, they're at Mile of Music tomorrow. I think you said, right, Terry? 7:30.
Correct.
At Rookies. Great stuff as always, my friend. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much,
you
Terry
too,
Barr.
You too. Everyone out there listening as well.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Thank you to Terry. Thank you to Spencer Young and all your texts and calls. So much fun here at Nightlight. We will be back again on Monday. I cannot get here fast enough, folks, with Alan Kapischke, actor and producer of a really cool festival in Door County. And Kaylin Bavink will be here too, bookstore owner in Appleton. It's going to be a blast on Monday, but hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, folks. Party hard. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after disappointing jobs numbers, accusing Commissioner Erica McIntyre of faking statistics to support Democrats.
She came out with these beautiful numbers trying to get somebody else elected. Then right after the election, I think on the 15th, November 15th, she had an $800,000 or $900,000 massive reduction. Said she made a mistake.
May and June combined showing 258,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. President Trump posted on social media today that he ordered two U.S. submarines to be positioned off Russia in response to what he called highly provocative statements made by Russian official Dmitry Medvedev. Police in western Montana searching for 45-year-old Michael Brown wanted in a shooting at a local bar that left at least four people dead. And a $15,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Austin Robert Drummond, the suspect in the deaths of four people in Lake County, Tennessee. This is ABC News. Smoke from Canada.